Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light, you've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
For many people, the word father brings up all kinds of bad memories, bad connotations, hurts, difficulties, problems, experiences, deep father wounds. And a lot of people say, our Father who art in heaven, if God's like my father, no thanks God. See, for a lot of people, their only idea of father is you just wait till your father gets home. And they think of God in that same way. The truth is, human fathers can make home a hell on earth. Human fathers can be capricious, they can be fickle, they can be moody, they can be abusive, they can be domineering and controlling and angry and demanding and selfish and self-centered and vicious and violent and aloof and all these other different things. And so when we say our Father in heaven, a lot of times we carry baggage in with that word. In fact, I will tell you quite frankly that your biggest problem with God is not a problem with God. It's a problem with your father. And you have taken a lot of the things and the baggage from growing up, and you have unconsciously placed your attitudes about authority on God. And it's no wonder you have a difficult time getting to know him. The reason why many people never connect with God, because they unconsciously think God is like their earthly father. And we transfer all those mixed up hurts and emotions onto God. We impose them on God, and it's no wonder we have a hard time connecting with God. For instance, if you grew up with an unreasonable father, you're going to tend to think God is unreasonable. Not consciously, but unconsciously. You're going to tend to think that God is always, that his demands are unreasonable, unmeetable, unattainable, and you just go, why even try? I'm just going to give up. God is an unreasonable father who wants to make my life miserable. He wants to deal me a bummer. He wants me to have no fun. He's a killjoy, and his demands are just not valid. On the other hand, if you grew up with an unreliable father, you're going to have a hard time trusting God. In fact, if you grew up with an unreliable father, you are naturally predisposed to worry. You tend to worry more than other people because you don't think people can be trusted. You grew up with a father who made promises and broke them. You grew up with a father who said, I'll do this, and then didn't. And so you tend to think God can't be trusted, God can't be depended on, God won't keep his promises, and you worry more than you need to worry. If you grew up with an unconcerned father, who he was there, but he was just distant, then you're going to tend to think of God the same way. You're going to think, oh yeah, I believe in God. He's just not involved in my life. He's distant. He's cold. He's uninvolved. He's too busy to bother with me. And I don't want to bother him because I remember what it was like to bother my dad. And you're going to tend to think that way toward God. If you grew up with an unpleasable father, that no matter what you did, it was just never good enough. And no matter how much you achieved, it was like, there's always more, there's always more. Then you're going to tend to think God is that way. And you're going to feel that God is upset with you all the time. And do you want to be around somebody who's upset with you all the time? No, you avoid him. And so you avoid God. And you want to walk away. And if you grew up with an unpleasable father, you tend to carry around a lot of guilt. Unnecessary guilt, unnecessary shame, unnecessary regrets. And you tend to put that all on God the Father. I've done a lot of study on this. One of the books that I read was a book by Dr. Paul Vitz, a professor and a psychologist at the University of New York. And he wrote a book called The Faith of the Fatherless. The Faith of the Fatherless. And in it, he did a study of all of the famous atheists throughout history, 60, 70 or so of the most famous atheists. I'm talking about Sigmund Freud, Karl Marx, Bertrand Russell, all of the very well-known atheists throughout history. And the only thing that he could find that they had in common is they all hated their dads. The dads were distant, dead, or demanding. And they did not have a natural connection to their father.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First, as our thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Friend, it's no wonder we don't understand God. It's no wonder we don't get what it's like to say, our Father who art in heaven. Because we don't have that kind of connection. Many kids growing up today have very little connection to their father. So why would they be expected to have a connection to their heavenly father? I've done a lot of study on this. One of the books that I read was a book by Dr. Paul Vitz, a professor and a psychologist at the University of New York. And he wrote a book called The Faith of the Fatherless. The Faith of the Fatherless. And in it, he did a study of all of the famous atheists throughout history, 60, 70 or so of the most famous atheists. I'm talking about Sigmund Freud, Karl Marx, Bertrand Russell, all of the very well-known atheists throughout history. And the only thing that he could find that they had in common is they all hated their dads. The dads were distant, dead, or demanding. And they did not have a natural connection to their father. What I'm going to try to do today is help you let go of some of the misconceptions and myths you have about God that really are inaccurate and help you understand what God is really like. the truth of what God the Father is really like, because the truth will set you free. Misconceptions keep you disconnected from God. And so what I want to do is I want to help you trade in the misconceptions and the myth about what God is really like for the truth, because when you really know Him, you're going to love Him. What is God really like? What kind of Father is God? The Bible says that there are four characteristics of the fatherhood of God. This is news you can use. Number one, He is a caring Father. He is a caring, loving, compassionate Father. God loves you more than you will ever know. He loves you more than you will ever understand. He loves you more than you could ever comprehend. You don't have the brain capacity to understand how much God loves you. It would be like an ant understanding a human being. An ant has not the capacity to understand a higher being. And you do not have the capacity, brain-wise, to understand and fathom the love of God. God is love. And everything in the universe He created because He loves it. And He made you to love you, and you wouldn't exist if God hadn't wanted to love you. He is loving toward you in everything that He does, and His compassion is His most outstanding quality. God is a caring Father. Notice this verse, Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion, not just love, compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who honor Him. He cares about everything in your life compassionately. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the followers of Jesus, the disciples, where most of them were fishermen. They were professional fishermen. And they're out on a lake one day fishing, and Jesus has gotten tired and curled up in one end of the boat and gone to sleep, and a storm comes up. Now, storms aren't a big deal for professional fishermen. They're used to fishing and, you know, rain and sleet and thunder and lightning, and so it wouldn't bother them. But this must have been a Category 9 storm, because they got scared. And for professionals to get scared, it was pretty bad. Evidently, the ship's rocking and rolling and water's coming into the boat, and they think they're going to drown. And they go over and frantically wake up Jesus and ask Him one of the most important questions in life. Now, before I tell you what that question was, let me just say this. Here's a little hint. If Jesus is in your boat, it isn't going to sink. No matter how big the storm is, it ain't gonna sink. So the key is, get Jesus in your boat. Wherever you want help, get Jesus in the boat. You don't want your marriage to sink? Get Jesus in your marriage. You don't want your career to sink? Get Jesus in your career. You don't want your relationships to sink? Get Jesus in your relationships. Wherever He is, it's not going down. You don't have to worry about it. You want Jesus to help you in your life? Get Jesus in your life, and your life isn't going to sink. But the disciples, not thinking, go over, wake Jesus Christ up, and they say this, Lord, don't you care? One of the profound questions of life. Don't you care that we're about to drown? Don't you care we're about to go under? Don't you care that we're going down for the last time? You and I ask that question 1,000 different ways of God all the time. God, don't you care? Do you see that health report? Do you see that doctor's report? Don't you care? You see what a mess my marriage is in right now? Don't you care? You see how little money we've got in the bank and all the bills we've got? Don't you care? God, you see my kids are struggling in school? Don't you care? God, you know this fear that grips my mind and I can't seem to get rid of it? Don't you care? The answer is yes, God cares. In fact, He cares more than you care. He wants to help more than you want help. He knows what will help you more than you know what will help you. And He cares. He is aware and He cares. The Bible says this, 1 Peter chapter 5. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. He cares. Circle that. He cares. He is a caring father. Now, actually, the word here for cast all your cares, you might write this in. A better word would be drop. Because when we hear the word cast, we think of having to throw something a little distance. When I hear the word cast, I think of like a cast on your leg, or I think of when I'm out fly fishing, casting a rod, or casting a stone across the water. That's not this word at all. This is like if you were holding a huge boulder that you could barely hold up, and you couldn't toss it 3 inches, much less 3 feet. And what God says to do is just let it go. Drop it. Let it go. It's not throw that big burden away. It's just drop it. How much energy does it take to drop something? Zero. Gravity does all the work. All you have to do is relax. Now listen very closely. If you're ever going to learn how much God cares about you, you must learn to relax. Because as long as you're uptight and you're worried about your future and you're worried about your job and you're worried about, am I going to have a baby? Am I going to get married? And on and on and on, whatever. As long as you're worried, you are not relaxing. And while you're not relaxing, you're not understanding the caring of God. He says, let it go. Drop it. Cast all your cares, all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Now, notice the second word. Circle the word all. Cast all your anxieties. I looked up this word all in the original Greek, and the word all literally means all. Very profound. It means that includes everything. Does God care about your house payments? Yes. Does He care about your grades if you're going to school? Yes. Does He care about the sales you need to make this month? Yes. Does He care about your health? Yes. Does He care about your dating life? Yes. Does He care about if your face breaks out? Yes. You laugh, but He does. Does He care if you get an upset stomach and have gas? Yes. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Cast all your anxieties. Anything that's worth worrying about is worth giving to God. You just give it to God. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Does He care about your success or your failure in life? Of course He does. He is a caring Father. You have a heavenly Father who is aware, and you have a heavenly Father who cares. He's caring. And He's concerned about every single detail of your life. The Bible says He knows every hair on your head and their original color. He knows it all. Now the Bible says this, Matthew chapter 6. So don't worry. Don't worry. Saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to wear? Your heavenly Father, that's the caring Father, your heavenly Father knows you need these things. How many of your fathers? Can I see your hands? How many of your fathers? Yeah, okay. You know, we've got about 600 of our dads over in Murrieta Hot Springs this morning at our annual men's retreat. Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about, are we going to have enough to eat? Of course not. Do you want your kids worrying about, am I going to have any clothes to wear? Of course not. Caring dads take care of those needs. They care for their kids. Even though we are imperfect, sinful, and often quite selfish, I care that much about my kids. I want them to have enough to eat and enough to wear. And God says, now look, if you being imperfect care about those things, don't you think that I, who am the essence of love, the only reason you're able to love is because you're like me, made in my image, I am the essence of all love. Don't you think I'm constantly thinking about your needs? I love you that much. You see, the point is this. Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light. You've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us. Some of you really struggle with worry. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, Rick, you know, I worry so much. I guess I just don't love God enough. That's the reason I worry. I just don't love God enough. And I said, nope, you're wrong. You're way off base. You're dead wrong. The reason you worry so much is not because you don't love God enough. The reason you worry so much is you don't know how much He loves you. Because if you knew and felt how much your Heavenly Father cares compassionately, constantly about you, you'd have to love Him back. If you don't love God, it just means one thing: you don't know Him. You can't help but love a God who loves you. And the more you understand how much He loves you, the more you fall in love with Him.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others, along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love receiving notes and emails from Daily Hope listeners like you. Here's one that I got from Vio, a listener from Canada. She shared, Pastor Rick, I'm eternally grateful for all the wonderful work you're doing. Your messages are touching my heart and changing my life, and I'm sharing Daily Hope broadcasts with other people. Last month, I was baptized at my local church, and God is truly working in my life. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Well, Vio, it's so encouraging to hear these kind of messages. Thanks for writing me. And it's exciting to hear that you're sharing this Daily Hope program with other people. And I'm also glad to hear that you were baptized. Every Christian should be baptized. It's an important step of faith that says, I'm not ashamed of saying that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm also happy that you found a local church family. You cannot be all God wants you to be without being connected to some kind of local church family where you live out all of God's purposes for your life. One of the most powerful things you can do is share your testimony, and here's one way you can do that. We've just added a Daily Hope testimony line where you can call in and leave your testimony for other people to hear. Isn't that amazing? It's easy to do. You can just call us at 1-800-600-5004. Okay, it's 1-800-600-5004, and just ask for the testimony line. And from time to time on our Daily Hope broadcast, we'll share testimonies that we receive from you and other listeners. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.